What's happening?
Get ready for us. We're going live.
Fellas,
it's a chance of the three part life. What's going on?
Bruno Diaz from Jersey. He is the sound guru, Captain Literal, mouth like a sailor, the stickler, funny one-liners, the beard. B is a Gemini, and he drinks Jack Daniels. Jason Campbell from Philly. He's Mr. Fashion, the triple threat, the straight shooter, loved by all. Mr. Full Out with Philly, dance and dance. Jason's an Aries, and he drinks whiskey. Darren Lorenzo from Atlanta. He is the smooth talker, soul brother, the creator, the straight shooter, the night charmer, the muscle. D is a Sagittarius, and he drinks cognac and much more.
But since I got cut off, or no, what did I do? I did something. Oh, I went to get a refill. I didn't hear what is in your goblet, in your fancy wine glass, but it's not wine because I've seen you put different liquids in there.
The only different liquids that I put in here, I'm a little tipsy, I apologize. I'm not apologizing for anything.
It's all good.
It is Basil Hayden.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then also Pepsi.
Okay, cruise ship.
And then also a little bit of, I don't know, that's it. Not that I drank this whole thing.
I think Basil Hayden in the liquor store is probably only about 59, 60 bucks.
This big?
Oh, that's the really big one. No, that might be about 100.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't mind paying that. But
what
I mean,
is that like the more than a liter, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. It's 1.75 liters. You
yeah,
are
I was going to say, yeah. It looks like a handle. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty big, but it's very smooth. I love know. Jack, as Bruno knows, as you know, Darren, as well. But I also like, what is it? Proper 12 as well.
Proper 12.
And it's, what is his name? Oh, God. Sorry, I'm a little tipsy. It's not coming to my, not popping in my head. Conor McGregor.
Oh, okay.
He's a UFC fighter, and he has a brand of whiskey,
oh, really?
And it's Proper 12. And I'm like, not a diehard like UFC fighter watcher, but I love watching UFC, and he doesn't. So like I'll every now and then
you watch it for the articles. Yeah, gotcha.
I watch for the articles. That's what I do.
They said a regular bottle of Basil Hayden is anywhere between 47 and 51.
Okay, so what is it called?
And that's
1.75 liter.
That's usually,
it has to be more. It has to be like at least 60, 70, maybe $100.
It might only be about 70. So you might not be a bad buy.
That size, the handle Jack Daniels that I get at the Sam's Club is about 45.
Oh, yeah.
48 bucks.
Like a big one, because I always get the smaller one, and that's $23 or $22. And then the other one, it's the
I've
big
seen, like,
one.
The leader one for like 28 or something. Yeah, but the that four, yeah, it's like
had a friend of mine ruined me for Jack Daniels when I did Smokey Joe's Cafe tour. That's all he would have us shoot at the bar till after a while. I was like, all right, I'm good. And I start drinking a little bit with you guys, but I always mixed it with something.
Yeah. Jack Daniels for me, like, it never does me wrong. And I, like, okay, maybe
twice. Oh, he's done me wrong a couple of times, yeah.
Maybe twice it's done me wrong, but I've always, it sits well with me. I like the taste. It's perfect. I can sip it with or without some kind of, whatever, mixer with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. Thank
well,
you.
For me, it depends on which kind of Jack Daniels I'm going to drink. If I'm going to mix it with something, the traditional like, number seven, the black, that's going to be like a Jack and Coke, or sometimes maybe a Jack and a splash of water or ice, whatever. Right.
Yeah.
But something like a little bit when you start getting up a little bit more, like a Gentleman Jack, just rocks. Maybe a couple drops of water. Maybe.
I like Gentleman Jack better for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smoother, or like a single barrel, then definitely just that. That one is definitely not even with ice. Maybe that's just with like two
straight
drops
up
of water, you know?
Okay.
Maybe. Or
I don't
like a water back.
I don't like anything smoky, like any kind of smoked whiskey.
No.
Oof.
No, well, that's more like a scotch. But no, Jack Daniels, no, those are more still bourbon whiskey.
Yeah.
And that, not smoky.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And then you got your Jack Honeys that my first time I ever had it, people swear by it. And the first time I ever had Jack Honey, I did it neat, a shot. And that's just too fucking sweet.
It's too sweet. Nah,
so bad. But then other people, like, I've seen other people do shots, but with it chilled. And I was like, oh, okay, tolerable. Okay, I get
tolerable,
it.
Tolerable, yeah.
And then Jack Fire comes around, and that's one that I shoot cold as well, chilled. That's a good one, too. Because everyone was doing the fireball and all that shit, and then
fireball.
Everybody was coming up with their own fire things. I tell her, baby, 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 baby,
baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, I'm a fireball.
It was Jack Fire, so it tasted like fireball, but it was smooth in the back.
Yeah,
smooth in the back. Smooth.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
Look at.
I'm just good with whiskey. I'll take any of it.
Yeah, but on the ships, because for some reason they've upped it, the pricing.
I don't want to talk about that.
You get Jim Beam?
I stick to... I was doing Canadian Club.
You do Canadian Club over Jim Beam. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but I would do... I was doing Canadian Club, but then I just started doing more Jameson. And my go-to drink now, and it's never 100%, always only, but my go-to drink now, what I order, is a Jameson Old Fashioned. Yeah. Although Jack Daniels, again, would be my preference, but... It's almost double the fucking price.
I drink that Wild Turkey.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't had Wild Turkey in a long time.
Yeah.
But I just hate it. Like, and Bruno knows, like, on the ship, like, they'll be like, oh, I'll take a Jack and Coke. And they're like, that'll be $23. And you're like, and you watch them measure it out.
Oh, you watch them pour it and it's insane. There's no extra shit anymore. No.
Nothing. And I'm like, no, I'd rather, and that's the reason for, like, when we were ending their install, I was drinking wine because I knew what was going to happen. Like, I knew I would get like a wine buzz and it'd be perfect.
Yeah. Most of Norwegian ships have gone to Coke from Pepsi.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, was it a different sponsorship or something that happened?
Yeah, I guess. Not on all ships, but definitely the newer ones and the bigger ones have rolled over to Coke.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, so I'm like, all right, well, I mean, I'm going to get the Jack. I'm going to get the Jameson and have it in a fucking old fashioned and just enjoy it a little bit better that way.
An old fashioned. It's so simple. And if you're wondering why is it called an old fashioned, here's the scoop. This was the first type of cocktail developed. Alcohol, some bitters, a little sugar, maybe a little water on the side. But it fell out of favor for fancier cocktails. But in the 1860s, it came back into favor and they're like, I'd like that drink, the old fashioned kind. Hence the name old fashioned.
And obviously, you know, the more you go to the same person, that this applies to every fucking time, every single bar. The more you go to the same person, the more, a little bit more, you know, they get a little generous with you.
But I will say
that happened right from the beginning though. Yeah.
When I was on the Dawn recently, the captain, Asen, who was a staff captain, he was like a first officer. Like, we've hung out. I've known him for like over like 10 years. Mm. Great guy. So we went up and he was having a cigar. And I was like, at that time, I didn't have any drinks. I was just having like Coke or whatever. But because I was with him, and this was up at the Bimini's, you know, like on
the Bimini's or whatever. Yeah.
The guy was like, whatever you want, Jason, you know, it's okay. So I was drinking wine, you know, that whole time. So I never paid for a thing. And he's like, Jason, whatever you want, you know, I have you. And I'm like, oh, it's okay. And then I felt bad for getting a fucking Jack and Coke because it was like $23 compared to, you know, a wine, which was like 10 bucks.
Yeah.
But I could have had, you know, Jack Daniels the whole time for free.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Oh, liquor.
I know.
I'll even know her.
Hello, liquor. I don't even know her.
Poker. Damn near killed her.
Oh, God. Oh, come on. I love that one. His go-to. I love it.
Yeah, man.
How many people a year do you think get their arms cut off in a baler?
Baler? I hardly know her.
Damn it, Michael. Pay attention, man.
I'm ready to go, you know.
Are any of the shows still on the ships that you used to do?
Yeah, So Rockin' Nights, Rocky Tonight. What else?
You can teach those, though, right?
I teach them now, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have about 11 shows that I teach right now.
And some of them are the ones that you did as well.
Yeah, Showdown, what was Palace of Lights, So Rockin' Nights, Rocky Tonight, World Beat.
You said Showdown is what?
Showdown's still there. Showdown's still going strong.
Yeah, I think you heard him say Palace of Lights that was there.
Oh, okay.
Palace of Lights is one of the shows that they took from. It's a shortened version of the Havana show.
Havana, yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, so I have about 11, I think 11 shows that I teach right now that are all in this crazy, crazy head right now.
Insane. Havana, that never really lasted. Shows.
Wow. What's up?
Havana didn't last too long, did it?
No.
Havana didn't last too long, only, and this is the reason why that I think that it lasts too long, was because it's if you're not Latino, if you're not from, you know, Havana, and you don't know the Cuban music, or people, it's just not familiar. So people watching the show, it just wasn't there with them.
How many contracts did they get? Like 3?
No, it's been going for a while. It's been since
Havana, actually, lasted about maybe a year or two-ish.
Maybe 2 years, yeah.
Maybe 2 years, yeah.
So about,
and then they shortened it because it was an hour and, 45 minutes maybe? Something around there.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And then they shortened it because nobody wants to, if you don't know the music, if you're not singing to Let the Sun Shine In or...
Yeah.
Crucial people like to come in and walk out.
But the full show was, most of it was original music as well. And then, yeah, like you said, I mean, some of it has Celia Cruz, you know, the queen of salsa, but if you don't really know it, you might know a little bit here or there kind of thing, but not everything.
Yeah.
And obviously, when it is a musical, there's dialogue and things involved as well. That's why Palace of Lights became like the shortened dance version of it. You know, they took all the dance numbers, right? Is that what it...
Yeah.
I was with Jason when we were going to install it on the Jade earlier this year, but because of... they didn't have a lot of techs, we couldn't open Elements. We couldn't open... Wait, was it Elements?
Yeah.
Yeah, Elements, and we couldn't open Palace of Light. So we only opened the Western Blazing Boots.
Blazing Boots.
Is that still around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's also on the Oceania ships, too.
Mm, yeah.
Maybe Region, I think. I don't know. One of them.
Yes, Region.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they still doing a cruise director and assistant cruise director on those ships with the cast?
No, I think right now it's definitely a cruise director and assistant cruise director that actually work there. They're not doing, I know what you're talking about. They're not doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm. On the Oceania one that I did, they had that. They had a cast member as the assistant.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
It could also be because...
Can I pee real fast?
Sure, wash your hands.
Never boring.
Classic. I think it depends on the size of the ship of those brands as well, because on some of them they're bigger.
Yeah.
So like the Oceania one, the smaller ones, it's like a 6-person cast. You know, 6-person cast.
Mm-hmm.
2 dancers, 4 singers. Someone in that cast is the assistant cruise director. The other person is the social host. The other one is like wardrobe, and yeah, the other 3 are like just, you know, regular crew staff or whatever. They are the crew staff as well.
Because there is no crew staff, right?
No, there's like one other international or social host or hostess or something like that.
That's not part of the cast?
It's not part of the cast, mm-hmm. Right?
Wow.
And the cruise director. Yeah. On Region, though, I have seen that they have a cruise director and assistant cruise director. And I think they also do hire a separate wardrobe person. But the casts are a little bit bigger for those as well.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But you said all these lines are going to be getting new ships soon?
Yeah. Well, yeah, all 3 next year are getting one. I think most of them, Oceania and Region, I think also do have a few coming up. But definitely next year is one of each. And Norwegian has one new ship lined up every year.
Yeah.
I want to get on when we're all like a little tipsy, though, and like just like really shooting the shit and like talking about bullshit.
That's kind of what just happened. Yeah,
didn't really. I don't know. I'm tipsy right now.
No, but I mean, there wasn't really any like besides the losing signal moments.
Yeah.
And yeah, it wasn't like we never. I was actually even thinking today. I was like, wait, Jason said maybe next time. Let's.
I was. Write I actually down. Was thinking too. I had a couple things in my mind.
Like,
but,
all right, shit. All right, what do I?
But I kind of just went with the flow, and I was like, oh, this works.
Yep.
So, yeah. Like, no, I remember Jason saying that. And I thought about it as well.
So maybe the next time, let's talk about the the crazy stuff, the cabin parties, the engine parties, the, you know, going somewhere and getting like sneaky cheeseburgers from like, do you know what I mean? Like that would be
fun. We have hit some of those,
Well, the backup plan, you know, my backup plan for places that we went when we weren't close to the ship, I always wanted to know where the hospital was.
On the ship or on land? Just on land.
Not because of danger. If for ever any reason I miss that ship, I'm going straight to the hospital so I can keep my job. Because you go to the hospital and say, oh, something happened.
Right. Look at you.
You're still able to go. Because otherwise you get fired like right away. You miss that ship, it's like it's automatic fire.
That's smart.
You find out at the hospital and you know like, oh, fuck, I'm not going to make it. I'm going straight to the hospital.
That's really smart.
What about the actual real time when there was a fucking marathon in Miami and we got stuck in traffic?
Oh my God, Bruno saved my contract. Like, man. I left in perfect time, but perfect time if there was no marathon. Mm-hmm. This was a marathon. So they waited for me. I wasn't the only person, but they waited for me for about maybe 30, 45 minutes.
Wow.
Luckily, guests were still getting on, so it wasn't like the end of the world. So they didn't pay any port fees for me. But
it was after crew all aboard kind of thing.
I was definitely about to possibly get fired over it. Luckily, the week before, I was asking, because I was the vocal captain, I was asking Bruno random questions about the soundboard that we were using and some other stuff.
I just did an install with Darren. This was Getaway doing Legally Blonde, right?
I sent Bruno pictures. He told me what should it be, what it shouldn't be. He needs to do this, need to do that. But because of all this stuff that he sent, when they brought me into the bridge, I was like, listen, I was in a meeting with a contractor. I said, because we've been having a lot of sound issues. All the sound stuff that we talked about had been recorded in all of our notes sessions and stuff. So everything lined up. And then they said, the contractor who? And I said, Bruno Diaz. And the one, I think it was the hotel director.
Staff
he said, Bruno? I said, yeah. He said, he's good. He's good.
That's amazing. Staff captain. Yeah, he's captain now.
It was so funny that they let me go.
I knew that staff captain. We can name him, but I've known him since he was like a first or second officer when he was dating a dancer, a jar, you know?
Oh, that's who, okay. Yeah. Oh my God, that's who that is.
That's who it is. Yes, on the Dawn. I think.
And so when she came to Crucial, people were like, something. What contract did y'all do together? It's like, no, we used to perform together in Europe.
Yeah.
Completely separate from, you know, cruises. But yeah, no, Bruno saved my contract. I was like,
but with that thing, a little bit more of context is that I was in Miami. I don't remember what the fuck I was doing in Miami. I think I was about to join a ship.
But so we all met at Jonathan's apartment.
I rented a car and I picked up Darren and we went over to Johnny's because Johnny was living in Miami. So we spent the day there. So I was fine because I didn't have to go anywhere. But he had to be on the ship. And I was like, fuck this fucking marathon shit. And we definitely left with more than an hour's time before all aboard.
Everything saved me because everything was Bruno related. I was meeting with Bruno. Bruno dropped me off.
Yeah.
I had all those pictures. I had all those conversations. Like, I took everything with me in that room. And they were just like, oh, well, he's cool. And they said, next time, just let somebody know that you're meeting with a contract. I said, yeah, no problem. But also, I covered my ass because I called
the
manager and my
and the cruise director.
Cruise director.
Yeah,
and I told him. I said, like, hey man, I don't know what's happening, but I can't. And they said, we'll cover for you as long as we can.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I told him, I was like, hey, who do you know on the ship right now who has like your mobile? Call them, let them know. This is what's going down, blah, blah, blah. You might get, I told him, I was like, you might get a slap on the wrist. You might get a written warning.
I think it was Armin. Armin was my cruise director at the time.
Oh, Armin.
It was somebody, yeah. And I remember because at the time was, that was the last time I saw him from, you know, the previous times. And he was up to, you know, staff captain. And when he told me, he's like, oh, yeah, I was up in the bridge with the staff captain. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then he told me, he's like, yeah. And I said, I said your name. And he's like, wait, Bruno? And I was like, oh, shit. It was one of those repeats. It was one of those like Bruno. Okay, got it. Oh, wow.
Saved my ass.
Okay, yeah, fine. And he said,
any other time, I would have not even had that much information. But luckily, it was just, yeah.
Thank God. Thank the Lord.
Chris Rock took aim at Will Smith during his Netflix comedy special on Saturday, 1 year after the actor slapped him at the Oscars. Now, a source tells ET, Will is embarrassed and hurt by what the comedian said about him and his family.
These are the men of
3.5.
The gents of 3.5.
Well, all right.
All right, all right.